roads, and then they built the highways, and so then they kind of took it back to bring animals back. Like, I think in the 60s they had like goats and like animals to teach kids about like farm life and animals and food. But there's, so I, from what I heard from her event, from what I've been able to uncover, like, I'm still not entirely sure what I'm trying to do. So I'm like,
when Mary Beth is a good story.
Yeah. I'm just happy to believe what I'm doing.
Yeah. She's also very funny. You had known of her before. She's just like so open and dedicated to this.
Yeah. Water barrels, like rain barrels, to collect water, knowing that there wasn't going to be very much. So. But they don't have to pay for the water, right? That was part of it. Yeah. So since this is city park land, they get all of their water free. It's not like they don't have to pay for that. They just bring in any seeds or soil stuff. And they said that this one is, I think, all organic. They don't like people bringing in other stuff. I can't remember.
She did say that they've caught people before, like doing Miracle-Gro at night. So just putting different types of pesticides on their plants, which they don't want anybody to do here. But because it's so individualized, everybody kind of has their own idea of how they want to do it. And I mean, you can see a little bit, their mission statement is just right here. Like, but it has, I think there's a mix feeling about, you know, it's for members of the community, but it's for very specific members of the community who can get on the wait list and be part of what's happening in the